Australians with type 2 diabetes are twice as likely to die of a sudden heart attack than people living without the condition. In a report released today, Melbourne's Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute is also warning patients under 40 are at particular risk. Samantha Donovan has more.
1.5 million Australians have type 2 diabetes. Their blood sugar levels too high because the body is both resistant to insulin and not producing enough insulin. The new report released today points out 1 in 3 people with the condition will die of cardiovascular disease. Professor Jonathan Shaw is with the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute.
Diabetes causes a whole range of problems with the heart. Heart attacks, rhythm disturbances, heart failure, and they can manifest in different ways. Some of them manifest with symptoms that come on very rapidly, symptoms that come on slowly, and unfortunately, sometimes it manifests as just one absolutely sudden calamitous event, either a massive heart attack or a serious problem with the rhythm of the heart.
Professor Shaw says great progress has been made in controlling the blood glucose levels of people with type 2 diabetes, and this has cut the incidence of kidney disease, blindness and amputations. But protecting their cardiovascular health is proving more difficult.
When we look at protecting the heart, it's more about blood pressure levels, it's more about cholesterol levels than it is about blood sugar. So we really have to be careful if people think that just because their blood sugar level is under control that everything will be okay. There is unfortunately much more to type 2 diabetes than that.
Are there particular groups of people with type 2 diabetes who are at an even higher risk of heart attack?
We certainly see a lot more diabetes and a lot more of the complications of diabetes in Indigenous Australians. But one of the groups that we're particularly focused on in this report is diabetes starting in younger people. With the obesity epidemic, we're now seeing it in younger adults, in people in their 40s, people in their 30s, people in their 20s. And the problem is that it seems that if you get diabetes younger in life, the lifetime risk of having heart trouble or strokes is considerably greater than if diabetes starts later in life.
Professor Jonathan Shaw from Melbourne's Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute, Samantha Donovan reporting.